All right, I'm Scott Catoon. You are back at the Startup Showcase at WGN Radio. We're sitting here with Dr. Jack Dibas. You are the founder, co-founder, correct? Co-founder.
Yes.
Co-founder of IVMe. And I had to bring you in here, and those are my friends who know me. I like to go out. It's a Saturday. There's a Cubs game tonight. I like to go out and have a few cocktails. I also like to go to the gym. I like to do a lot of things, run around the city. But I don't hydrate real well. And this is one of those things where, just in general, I don't like take care of myself, which is probably not a good thing. So when I came across this, it was like, huh, this is interesting. And I also think that there's a huge movement in general in just taking better care of yourself. Not for me personally, but for a lot of people, taking better care of themselves. So why don't you kind of walk us through what IVMe is and sort of your background and tell us a little bit of a story. How did you get to this position?
Sure. So I was trained as a surgeon. I do general and trauma surgery. I still do a little bit of that. And throughout my training and working as an attending surgeon, I deal with very sick people at the end of a sickness. And I thought there can be something that we can do to try to keep people out of this and to help people live a healthier lifestyle. Like you were just saying, you're on the run, you're on the go.
And the Diet Coke doesn't help.
Yeah.
Exactly. I've had two already today. That's not a good start.
No. So one of the things that I do on a daily basis is give people IV fluids, and people would feel great no matter what condition they were in. It would make you feel better. And I would see this repeated time and time again. And there was a point where when I was a fourth year surgery resident, I was sick and I couldn't keep anything down and I was having to operate. And the anesthesiologist took me in the back room, gave me 2 liters of fluid and some Zofran, which is anti-nausea medicine. And I was back 100%. I mean, good to go. It was miraculous almost.
So for me, like the nightstand I've always had, and this is going to make me sound like an absolute drunkard, but just not the case entirely anyway. But I used to just like chug Pedialyte. I still do. Like I love Pedialyte. It doesn't nearly do like the right thing, but for Pedialyte is a child's drink that helps you sort of stay hydrated. And that's for me, like I'm an adult obviously, but drinking a bunch of Pedialyte, I feel like, oh my God, like to be alive and awake on a beautiful day. I just think people don't realize what kind of an impact being hydrated is. Like, I think we just think like, oh, I'm dehydrated and, you know, I didn't drink enough water today. And they don't realize that like it impacts your thought. It impacts how well you sleep. It impacts your diet a lot. It impacts the output that you have. It impacts everything. And also it impacts long-term health in general.
Yes, exactly. And what we do is it's not so much the dehydration. It's, which is a large part of it.
Sure.
But also the vitamins and the nutrients that you can skip out on if you're not eating healthy.
Well, I think you get in a track, right? You stop drinking water, not literally, but like you sort of get off track. And then it's like, well, if I'm not drinking water, I'm probably not eating well. And if I'm not eating well, I'm almost certainly not taking vitamins. And if I'm not doing those three things, I'm definitely not working out. And my output is probably garbage.
Exactly. It's a complete snowball. And it all seems to come together in a perfect storm. And then you feel horrible. And you wonder why, and then you do the backtrack, and like yourself, you just basically gave me your diagnosis.
Yeah. Oh no. And I'm aware. I'm totally aware of it. But you know, I guess so let's pivot into the conversation about how you went and built this and sort of your background in this, because there has been a huge uptick, particularly in Chicago. You'll notice that at the Incubator Matter, there's a lot of these companies that are popping up, and I call them medical entrepreneurship. There's a lot of disruption that can exist. There's lots of companies that are working in the creation of synthetic body parts so you can practice, you know, practice makes perfect, and cut down on surgical error and all this other stuff. And there's lots of other, you know, AI and things like that. But a lot of things we forget about is the simple things of just keeping yourself hydrated and right. And that, and there, you know, not a food diet, not a trend diet. Like this is a real deal. Walk me through how you built this and who it's for.
So basically built it just, I looked and one of my friends had emailed me and said, hey, you should start one of these in Chicago. And I said, maybe I should. So I started doing the research. How do you start a small business? So I wrote a business plan. How, you know, is it going to work? So I contacted medical suppliers and saw what supplies I'd need to get and just kind of did the research and planned it out and saw the need for it, really. Like you said, people like yourself that are going out and maybe having a little bit too much. That's kind of how it started.
But too much what? What are we getting at?
A little too much.
A little too much life? We're having a little too much life. We're living a little. I'm living that life.
Yeah, exactly. So it started out like that, and then I started seeing other things, high-end athletes, people running marathons, people jet lag getting off a plane, people cold and flu like me, that I was sick, and now I don't get sick anymore when I do this. So it kind of built out of that organically, and it's like you said, it's something so simple that, you know, nobody looked into that because it's so simple. It's not artificial intelligence. It's not, you know, the high end stuff that everybody wants to say they're doing. It is such a simple fix. And it, and you are right. If people do stay on top of their diet and do things, they probably don't need us. But if you're sick and you want to get better fast, this is basically supercharged, super fast.
This is like when you're playing Mario Brothers, for those of you now back on Nintendo Switch, and you get that little mushroom that pops out, and all of a sudden you're good to go. That's what this is. This is like a little pit stop. I can walk in and just plug in my, it's like plugging in a Tesla.
Exactly.
This is fantastic. Exactly. So, where were you like 15 years ago when I was really having too much life? No, but you know, here's the other part of this. And this is where we circle back into the startup world. And this sounds, I don't mean this to sound pretentious. It just, I think it comes with the nature of like tech. People just think like, oh, it's hoity-toity. This is really common in the tech community. Going back to the basics and making sure that you're using different sleep patterns and tracking it, even, you know, freezing, not literally freezing yourself, but going in those freezing chambers, doing all kinds of underwater exercises, yoga and things like that. And then of course, hydration, diets that are not fads, but just like making sure, for example, like me, not that I'm in any particular good shape or anything like that, but I have a very like, replicable diet that I continue the same thing all the time, because our output levels need to be very high. Most startup guys don't have a lot of money. They don't have a lot of support. They've got to go all day long, go to events, do the butt kissing, all this other stuff. And you run out of energy. And if you go off of your diet or off of your prescribed plan, your physical activity plan, your company goes down because you just can't keep up with it. And so there's a bunch of companies like this, like IVMe, that are in different verticals that are popping up. And I think we're going to see a lot more of them. And I, for one, am a huge fan of it. I think it's absolutely, I think it's really the future, because we're moving into a world where everyone's kind of going 8,000 miles an hour in 5,000 different directions. And it's very easy to lose sight of just how to, like, you know, generally take care of yourself.
Exactly. And for what you're talking about, like the tech people, and people are starting on things that are going 1,000 miles an hour, that they get worn out. If they're not doing exactly what they need to do, they're going to get worn out. And even when they are doing exactly what they need to do, when you're working 20 hours a day and you're doing things like that, you get so worn down and taken to a point where you're just beat. And what this does, it does. It's that mushroom that gets you, it's the kind of the reset button that'll get you back to normal, get back to your baseline, and even feeling better in your baseline. So I have a couple of our patients are entrepreneurs and restaurateurs, and when I see them, I know they're opening a new restaurant because they're doing the 20.
Is this Nick Kokonis we're talking about, or Kevin Bohm?
No names.
You got the no doctor. Names. Ah, that's a doctor. You're like a lawyer. I can't do names. So on this note, I'm gonna get back to you real quick on how people can find you and find all this stuff. But it just reminded me, you were telling me this, and it reminded me of, Thursday, I went to the gym in the morning before I headed out, and I snapped a little tweet of my main man, Deion Sanders, with the best quote of all time. And I had to tweet it out, and it reminds me of this. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good. If you play good, they pay good. Deion Sanders. That is why startup people like to do this and like to use these kind of secret weapons, only they're not being secret anymore. So where do people go to find the next IVMe?
We have two locations now. We are at 1347 North Wells. In Old Town, and we just opened a couple of weeks ago, right over here at 346 North State in Marina City. We're just beneath Hotel.
You're
Chicago.
Right in between here at Tribune Tower and my office at 20 North Wacker, so I'll be seeing plenty of you. This is going to be fantastic. Dr. Jack, thank you so much for coming in here.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we want to make sure you remember, don't forget to check out this week's podcast. We featured Chicago rapper Rocky Fresh, which you can actually go on WGN Plus right now and find. Popular Pays, previous guest CEO Corbett Drummy was on. And of course, our friends at Paige and Paxton, Rachel and Kelly Williams. Kelly Williams, congratulations on your engagement to my good friend Emil Cambry from Blue 1647. You can stream this episode and more at WGNRadio.com. Download the TechNori podcast on iTunes and learn more about Chicago Tech by following us on Facebook and Twitter at TechNori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.